This is Lewis Navalier. It is Wednesday, February 24th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. First of all, the 10-year Treasury bond did crawl above 1.4% today, and that's kind of disturbing, to be honest with you. There's a lot of inflation fears out there brewing. So even though Fed Chairman Powell in front of the Senate Banking Committee said that he doesn't foresee inflation problems, clearly the market does. And this all goes back to a weak dollar. Weak dollar creates commodity inflation because commodities are priced in dollars. And finally, there is very strong industrial demand. We've had a manufacturing surge in America. A lot of it is housing related, people wanting appliances, carpets, everything, you know, because they're upgrading their homes as they nest during the pandemic. And so that's kept manufacturing very, very busy. In the meantime, consumers do cheer up in the spring. Okay, we had a great consumer confidence report this week. The other comment I'd have is we always look forward to the spring because we all want to unthaw. A lot of us have been frozen in popsicles this last couple weeks in the center of the country. So let's just warm up and cheer up. So that optimism seems to be spreading on Wall Street. Now, the other thing that's going on is that we had a little bit of a reversal yesterday when the market was down, and so that was healthy. And today we're having a very, very good volume. So there's more volume on the upside and less on the downside. So all I can really tell you is that's good. That's good. I mean, you know, the markets can try to correct, but then there's buying pressure that comes out of nowhere. So it's kind of hard for the market to go down if everybody's trying to buy in dips, and that's exactly what's happened. So frankly, I thought the market was tired. I think a lot of the big flagships looked tired to me. I noticed that their alphas had dissipated. But for lack of a better word, the consolidation we had is the pause that refreshed. Now, today, we're going to have NVIDIA announce its earnings after the close. Obviously, I'm expecting very good results. We own NVIDIA and manage accounts and things. So hopefully that'll help spur on the market. Obviously, the entire semiconductor sector is very healthy. NVIDIA, of course, is artificial intelligence chips, graphics chips, gaming chips. All those sectors are very hot right now, so I'm expecting very good results from NVIDIA, and hopefully that'll carry over into tomorrow. But folks, I just want to let you know that even though we often get consolidation at the end of an earnings announcement season, it looks like it was short-lived. Normally, when you consolidate, you go back and retest the lows. That's still possible in the next couple of weeks. But I just want you to know I feel very good that we have a lot of volume out there. Now, as far as this rise in the 10-year Treasury bond, the Fed is purposely allowing this to happen because the Fed is controlling the entire yield curve. And that's why mortgage rates are now rising. So it looks like they're trying to cool off the economy just a tad. Tomorrow, the Atlanta Fed will update its GDP estimate for the U.S., but you know, they're at 9.5% for this quarter, which is pretty strong. So it's going to be interesting. And then, of course, consumers are excited about maybe getting another check from the administration, although the stimulus package is, you know, they're laying a lot of political pork on this thing right now. But, you know, consumers are very excited about possibly getting another check. And you put money in consumers' pockets, they spend it. So as far as I'm concerned, it looks like it's up and away, but I don't think we're going to go rally too much between now and mid-March. Second half of March should be outstanding, okay, because second half of March is quarter and window dressing, and that's when the professional traders on Wall Street and money managers do their make their portfolios extra pretty for their quarter-end reviews, and they just tend to buy a lot of our stocks during that period of time. So I think we have about 3 weeks just to accumulate good stocks and dips here, and then we heat up in the second half of March. Then we go into April, anticipating another round of stunning earnings because the first quarter announcement season will be incredible. The year-over-year comparisons are very easy right now. So I feel optimistic. So hang in there, everybody. I know we've had some gyrations this week, but at least you have positive volatility today. That's it. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.